And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of February, 2011. George Washington's birthday, born Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732. Our first president, whose favorite foods were mashed sweet potatoes with coconut, string beans with mushrooms, cream of peanut soup, salt cod, and pineapples. He'd lost all of his teeth except for one by cracking Brazil nuts between his jaws, so he got dentures made out of a hippopotamus tusk, which would fit over that one remaining real tooth. But the dentures were always rubbing against that tooth, so he was constantly in pain, which he used opium to alleviate. Instead of wearing a powdered wig like other fashionable men at the time, he put powder on his own hair, which was a sort of reddish brown. He had a speech impediment, and his inaugural address was the shortest in history. 133 words long, took him 90 seconds to deliver. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light." Edna St. Vincent Millay, born 1892 in Rockland, Maine. Went to Vassar, moved to Greenwich Village, lived a bohemian life in the jazz age, writing poetry, having many love affairs. She wrote, "Safe upon the solid rock, the ugly houses stand. Come and see my shining palace built upon the sand." And it's the birthday of one of the most important living academic literary critics, Terry Eagleton, born in Salford, England, 1943, author of more than 40 books, the best known of which is Literary Theory, an Introduction, a concise survey of the history of studying literary texts. It sold a million copies, had a major influence on the reading lists that graduate students of literature are handed on the first day of class. He grew up in a poor Irish Catholic family in England. Poor, he said, but socially sophisticated enough to be conscious of their inferiority. He was an altar boy at a Carmelite convent chapel, where he watched as young nuns took their final vows of poverty and chastity. He wrote a number of books of literary criticism from a Marxist point of view, including A Marxist Study of the Brontes, and then his big book, Literary Theory, with chapters on phenomenology, hermeneutic, reception theory, structuralism, and semiotics, and so forth. Terry Eagleton said, "Literature transforms and intensifies ordinary language. If you approach me at a bus stop and murmur, 'Thou still unravished bride of quietness,' then I am instantly aware that I'm in the presence of the literary." Here's a poem for today by Dave Morrison, the guitar player. He waited for the bartender to close. His gear was packed and stacked beside the door. You can't enjoy the highs without the lows. The gigs were becoming something of a chore. The sameness had anesthetized the dream till he forgot what he was pushing for. The waitress poured herself a short Jim Beam. He remembered when she fronted her own band. With headphones on, she wiped each table clean. He'd left his cigarettes out in the van. He wanted to get paid, go home to sleep. Next weekend was another two-night stand. He waited for the bartender to close. You can't enjoy the highs without the lows. The Guitar Player, poem by Dave Morrison, from his collection Clubland, published by Fighting Cock Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact email marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.